Welcome to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm talking to you from New York City on this, the 20th day of April, 2021. We have a very busy schedule today, so we need to jump right into our show. But I do need to first mention today's sponsors, because without them, there would be no show. Our sponsors for today are Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, El Oro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Great Bear Resources, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, and Firefox Gold. I've titled today's show, America's Economic Decline and Rising Geopolitical Tensions. John Rubino and Dr. Quentin Henning return as guests. America's economic, social, and spiritual decline is well recognized, apart from Marxists within our far left political spectrum who are cheering it on. U.S. debt is growing exponentially and can't be ethically serviced without high interest rates that will inevitably send our markets and, by extension, our economy into a deflationary depression, some think as bad or worse than the 1930s. The Fed and other central banks swear they can avoid a return to the 1930s-style deflationary depression by engaging in modern monetary theory, which they claim is a new breakthrough in monetary policy. But alas, there is nothing new about modern monetary theory. As Alastair MacLeod has pointed out on this show several times in the past, what amounts to modern monetary theory was tried back in the 1718 to 1720 timeframe by Scottish economist John Law in what has come to be known as the Mississippi Bubble. For a while, people seemed to be getting extremely rich by engaging that particular scheme, but it ended in financial collapse and bankruptcy and ultimate shame for John Law, who had to leave France to avoid prison or worse. So history tells us that irresponsible monetary policy, like the Fed has been engaging in since 1971, increasingly so, I might add, that always results in an illusion of wealth for a period of time, but when money creation becomes an addiction and a substitution for real capital formation instead of savings, the ultimate end, not just for individuals, but for nations, ends up being tragic. And when nations get into trouble financially, they often try to distract their citizens by engaging in foreign wars. There are some very reasonable concerns that Washington may now be moving towards conflict with Russia over the Ukraine or China over Taiwan. When John Rubino joins me in the second half of today's show, we will discuss market fragility as well as geopolitical concerns and what all that might mean for how we should invest in our savings at this point in time. In the second segment of today's show, right after our first commercial break, Dr. Quentin Henning will update us on SK Mining's very exciting precious metals-rich VMS discovery located next door to the famous SK Creek mine in British Columbia. Now, that has been one of the richest mines in Canadian history. SK Mining's discovery has all the earmarks of another SK Creek-style VMS deposit, so I can't wait to hear what Dr. Henning has to say with regard to the what has taken place there since we last spoke to him, and that was late in January. But you won't have to wait for the second segment to hear from Dr. Henning, because he is with me right now to provide an update on Novo Resources, which has seen its stock price decline considerably on unexpected news that the company is raising $22 million Canadian dollars, for an expanded drill program and other procedures related to the startup of production at the company's Beaton's Creek project in Western Australia. Welcome, Dr. Henning, and thanks for joining me again today.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for taking the time to allow me to talk to people.
Well, I think it's very important because a lot of people listening to this show have followed your story for some time, and it did come a bit of a surprise. The last time we spoke to you on this show was February 23rd, 1 week after Novo announced that it had poured its first gold bar from Beaton's Creek at the startup of that project, the startup production. At that time, it seemed startup production was going well and that Novo was well cashed up. And so most of us were not expecting you would need to raise some more money at that time. And on March 31st, you put out a preliminary economics assessment. I think they used a 5% discounted net present value that showed $318 million of net present value there. So there was no reason until April 14th, no reason from my perspective and a lot of other people to expect that you would have to raise some money. But explain to us the reasons for it, and explain why it was necessary to raise that $22 million at this point in time.
Okay, look, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, we announced our PEA results. These were results we put into a news release, and they indicate the project does have robust economics and that we can certainly make a good mine out of Beaton's Creek. But there was a series of recommendations that were made in the draft of that report. Okay, that report was delivered to us. The first draft was delivered later in the week. I think it was Thursday, a week ago or so. And in that, it suggested, not it suggested, it really told us that we need to drill the entire footprint of the deposit, everywhere we plan to mine off at a minimum of 20 by 20 meter centers. Now, the reason is because this is a very nuggety deposit. And that, you know, to mine this thing effectively, to understand where one goes mining, we have to have the resolution needed to undertake that. Now, we are mining right now. Okay, we've actually started digging rock, what, about 2 months ago, I believe now. And we've been in production now for about 8 or 9 weeks. While we're off to a good start in many respects, like it's, you know, it's like any ramp up, there's always things you have to work through at the beginning. We are working through most of those without problem. But looking ahead with this information in hand, we have to start thinking about where's next year's rock and the next year's rock and so forth and so on. So basically, this recommended program to drill this thing out ad nauseum told us we better get onto this very quickly. There are certain things that we're looking at doing here very shortly, like, for example, permitting the sulfide. The sulfide, when I say that, or the fresh rock, however you want to put it, is not refractory, okay? So if people have that impression, they're misguided. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is when you permit a mine, you permit the different types of rock you have present. And different rocks behave differently, okay? When you get down into fresh rock, which has some pyrite in it, it can be potentially acid-forming. Any mine on the planet has this issue, okay? We have to do like anybody else. We have to collect data and submit that data to the mines department for approval, just like anybody would. But we need to know where we're going to go mining, okay? So that's where the drilling comes in. There's no issue with moving permits forward. There's no, you know, nobody's telling us we have to do this beforehand, but as prudence goes, we need to take these recommendations very seriously and start drilling this thing out ad nauseum. Okay, we have things are hopping right now in Australia. The iron ore price is up. The gold price is up. Everybody's working. It's a very, very tight economy. When the commodity boom is on, we have been working on securing lab capacity to help us with this. We will be able to talk about that more here soon. We also have to secure drills. We have to secure people. We're actually building a prep facility at Beaton's Creek literally right this second. We've made some very, very quick decisions to move very quickly to make sure that we can start tackling this greater drill out. People say, well, why didn't you do this beforehand? We didn't have the money, okay? We, to be frank, we put this project together with the cash we had. It was one of three projects. We felt that the drilling that we've done to date is very good at establishing the existing resource we have. But now that we're going to mine, we have to have resolution. So this drilling upgrades our resource. It gives us great clarity over a lot of areas that are inferred or even indicated. We're going to upgrade those to indicated and measured resource. That also allows us to talk about those rock, that rock as reserves at some point too. Okay, so these are very necessary things. There's benefits from this work. One is that we'll be able to start identifying areas of lower grade material around some of these reefs that we might be able to mine in bulk. In other words, we might mine selectively all over the place. We might be able to mine some areas in bulk, which is actually a very good outcome. We also have clarity now on how fast we can operate the mill. We've been operating the mill for about, I think, 9 weeks steady, something like that. And we are actually working, the tonnage is working upwards towards where Millennium left off. Okay, they were operating at 1.9 million ton per annum. and we're starting to get to that level. That's a good outcome, but it also means we have excess capacity in the mill. Okay? That means we got to keep the thing full. So right now, you know, this drilling plus other information we're gathering about our mining technique and so forth is really going to give us the ability about how we best keep that mill full on an ongoing basis from this point forward.
All right. So the bottom line from what I can discern here is that while you had to spend that extra money, it was something you were going to need to do anyway. There isn't any reason fundamentally to believe that the need to raise that money indicates anything less than what your PEA suggested you should be able to do.
Yeah, look, you know, we considered, well, maybe we defer some of this work. You know, we do this out of cash flow, but given the urgency around certain items, in particular, look, we're going to mine through the oxide probably within 18 to 24 months. We got to have that permit in hand for the fresh rock, okay? We have got to get that in place, and that permit is due to be submitted in June, okay? So we are literally all hands on deck so that we can get, you know, with great clarity, get a handle on where we're going to go mining after we're through with the oxide fraction that we have. You know, based on that, yeah, it'd be nice to do this out of cash flow, but we just couldn't take the chance of doing this, you know, pushing this off, say, 6 or 9 months or something like that. You know, that's just life. And unfortunately, you know, I think we unfortunately picked a bad day to go public or go, how do you call it?
To raise the capital.
Live with the raise. You know, bugger, you know, that's how we ended up. I was really hoping gold prices would take off like a rocket that morning and I could use that leverage to get a better price. But gold fell, I think, $12 as I was talking to various people.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that. Some people wondered if you have this wonderful 15 million share investment in Newfound Gold, which just came out with spectacular assays this morning. It's worth about, I think you said, around $88 million right now. Some people wondered if you might not have sold some of those shares to raise this money, but you must really feel that Newfound is an investment you want Novo to hang on to.
Well, look, we took the investment as a strategic stake in what I think is one of the best discoveries in the world in recent time. Okay, so yes, there is reason. We did consider selling part of those shares, but the challenge is, firstly, most of those shares, I think like 85%, are in escrow. And the second part is that, and by the way, the escrow applies to the IPO process, okay? All shareholdings prior to the IPO were escrowed, okay? So we're one of them. The other thing, we have a covenant over, because of the Sprott Lending Facility, we have a covenant that does not allow us to sell a large block of say equity like that without the cash being swept into the debt to pay off debt. So, you know, well, okay, I don't want to sell a bunch of shares just to pay debt off. We need cash for doing this work.
Yeah, understood. That's understood. To what extent, if any, Quentin, might this impact your plans for Egina and Karratha down the road?
You know,
this doesn't really impact it at all, does it?
Look, we have we are using some of these proceeds to go ahead and start that work. Now, part of the issue we're having right now is this lab capacity thing. Okay, it has absolutely been a headbang. We need, first and foremost, to get our Beaton's Creek assays through. Okay, that's top priority for us. There's no mincing those words. Okay, we do have a plan in the works that we'll be able to talk about in about 2 or 3 weeks. Around how we're going to increase our assay capacity. Once we get that, if I sound like I'm hedging, it's because I want to make sure that we can pull off the programs at both Karratha and Egina, because we do need data back, okay? We need assays and so forth out of all that work that we're going to do.
Sure.
And I got to know for sure, Jay, that that this strategy we have to get lab capacity is going to work, and I think it will. We've had interesting negotiations internally. We're going ahead and building a prep facility at Beaton's Creek, believe it or not. We're taking, in other words, we're taking charge of our own destiny in the laboratory. But we have to see a couple of things to come together, and, you know, once they do, I can talk about it.
So that raise was in part to cover all those things, not just that close, not just that close space drilling, but a lot of other things that you were going to need to do anyway.
That's right.
And so in terms of catalysts, I guess you just named some of them. We should be watching for some of those developments. Of course, we're going to be looking anxiously at production figures as they emerge too.
Correct. Yes, we'll have an update here shortly. And a part of doing this raise, it means we have to go through a review process with those participants who are taking place. And we'll do that. We have to, and then we can announce to the market. We'll give them a full update of everything at site within the next few days.
Well, I can just say that I know some people have come back to me and said they think that this might be a great opportunity to pick up a few shares at a much more advantageous price than it was a couple of weeks ago. So I want to thank you very much, Quentin. Thank you for updating us on Novel, and you'll stick around after the break to talk about another company, SK Mining.